Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey folks, how are you doing today? Now, welcome to this episode of The Grow Show, where this is a very special show because for once, I'm taking the back seat this time, which is going to be quite nice. And you're going to listen to a episode of Boardroom Buddies. Now, this is a podcast that I was lucky enough to be part of in terms of producing the actual show, but also as a guest with the host, Jackie Casey. Now, during this time, during this podcast, we talk about podcasting, about my journey, and also some of my favourite episodes on Boardroom Buddies. Because what I love about producing podcasts, as well as listening to podcasts, is that I take something away from every single episode that I'm part of. So, if you want to know more about podcasting, about Boardroom Buddies, please listen to the episode, connect with Jackie afterwards, and subscribe and like Boardroom Buddies podcast on what the different platforms that you listen to it. But without further ado, let's get on with the show and listen to this episode of Boardroom Buddies featuring myself, Gary Jones. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Boardroom Buddies podcast. Each podcast is themed, and I interview and ask questions from a specialist who's also the owner of a small business, just like us. If you're a business owner of a micro business, then I hope that this sparks your thinking, answers some questions that you may have, and that you get some tips on the subject that helps you move your business forwards. I do hope that you enjoy the podcast. I very much enjoyed recording it. Hello and welcome to this week's Boardroom Buddies podcast. So this week I am delighted to have as my guest Gary from Grow. So Gary is a very important person in my life because when I'm producing the podcasts, he's the one that guides me, gives me advice, tells me what not to do, what to do. And without him, these podcasts would not have happened. So welcome, Gary.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks a lot for having me on the show. And my involvement's only very small compared to you actually recording the content, which I love listening to, by the way.
No, thank you. Yeah, I can tell you that without your input, this would not be happening. But so thank you. Thank you. So for listeners, Gary produces podcasts, but a lot more than that. So it's Grow Marketing and Media is the company. So, Gary, I know that you've been podcasting for about 7 or 8 years, which actually you must have been quite an early entrant.
Yeah, when I first started podcasting, I was literally just a casual user. I was literally listening to podcasts probably 12 or 13 years ago. And that was back in the time when, if you think about the world 12, 13 years ago, it seems like a whole different place than it is now. But I was listening to, not many people had podcasts back then. It was mainly kind of college athletes. It was very niche topics. And at the time I was into marathon running and triathlons. And luckily for me, I saw an advert in one of their magazines that I used to listen to, and I used to read on the commute to work. And it said about listening to stories about triathlons in a podcast. It was like, okay, well, let's check it out. At that time, I was commuting 45 minutes to Oxford and back again each day. And that can get quite expensive if you're reading magazines or books and that kind of stuff. But suddenly, I was just introduced to the world of podcasting. And this was brilliant for me because as well as reading about the triathletes' journeys and stories and training methods, I was actually able to listen to them and hear their voice and actually kind of start to interact with them a little bit more, even if it was just literally me absorbing that content. So from there, I started to listen to podcasts all the way through. And then when I started kind of Grow Marketing Media, which is the company that I founded in 2015, I then really started to focus on helping businesses and communities basically tell their story. I was going to a lot of fairs, festivals, events, and you know, I was having a great time there, but I see stallholders they were just really quiet. There was nothing there but buying these fantastic products. And I was thinking to myself, well, you know, I've got this platform that I've kind of started to develop online. Let me just take a few photos and let me just post it online. And let me tell people about the event. And that's what I started to do. So if I was at an event, I would then start to take photos and go from there and post it on my social media to tell people that the, you know, Art in the Park is happening in Edmonton. Come down and check it out. Then slowly after time, after a couple of years, about a year of doing that, the event organizers came to me and said, well, actually, if you're doing it for you, can you do it for us?
Oh, yeah.
And that's when it all started. And that's where the business was kind of properly founded. Podcasting, that's a whole different story about how I started my own podcast, which involved a bottle of wine over a Sunday lunch and me basically just going to a radio station on Twitter and tweeting them and saying, can I be a guest on one of your shows? That's how it all started. And 24 hours later, they invited me to have my own show on their radio station. So it was literally a complete whirlwind. But at the core of my business, at the core of everything I do, is just to help people tell their story. So whether that's you with your podcast, whether that's someone who wants to start doing video but doesn't really know where to start, whether that's someone, that's got a website but just wants to add a different page because they've got a new product service that they want to shout about or update their people on. That's at the core of my business. I just want to help people tell their story and help them shout about what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, that sounds very simple when you say it like that. But for those people who've never done a podcast before, it was quite daunting. I don't know how techy it was, what I needed to do and all that kind of stuff. But you've kind of just dealt with all of that. I literally just record and you do all the techy stuff for me, which is brilliant. And I assume that you do that for lots of other clients as well.
Yeah. So that's the majority. That's what I majority do for my time, for my business. That's where the majority of my time and energy goes into it. And it's funny because people like yourself, and actually most people, they don't really care about the twiddly bits. They don't care about the editing and all that kind of stuff or where to put the files. So it goes into the Apple Podcasts and Spotify directories and all that stuff. They don't really care about that. They care about jumping on calls like this and having a chat with people. And that's where someone like me can kind of come in and just do all those twiddly bits.
Yes.
And it's nice and straightforward for me to be able to do it. And it's when I first started talking to people about podcasting at the time, and it's probably still like this a bit today, that I had massive imposter syndrome because I was talking to people more about their idea. And this was back 6-7 years ago when I first started talking to people about podcasting, as in you should start your own podcast, or if you want to start your own podcast, let's have a chat. And I was talking to people about the idea, making sure it's robust. I was talking to people about how to make your guests feel welcome and, and all that stuff. Other people who taught podcasting was teaching people how to edit, how to distribute, that kind of stuff. And that was the techie stuff. Mm. And I remember doing a workshop, which one of our fellow kind of networking acquaintances, Sandra Garlick, went to. Mm-hmm. And I felt really kind of self-conscious and embarrassed that I wasn't talking about editing. I wasn't talking about distribution, that kind of stuff. But actually, that's the stuff that people can pass on to other people.
Yeah.
And also, that doesn't make or break a good podcast. What makes or breaks a good podcast is the idea. It's about what you want to share with your people, and then that message resonating with your audience and getting that right. That's the powerful bit about podcasting. That's what most people, that's what most people forget. They just focus on the equipment, the editing, that side of it. It's not about that. It's about the idea and communicating that.
Yeah. That it's the same as in a, as a business owner who has a business who feels they've got to do their bookkeeping, they've got to do all their social media. Just because you can doesn't mean that you should, because your time is so limited and you have to focus on doing the delivery and what you're good at, really. So I am quite a big advocate of passing this stuff away from you so that you can get on with the job, really.
Yeah.
And obviously you've got to run your business as well. So, you know, that's the other job.
That's it. And the thing is, when it comes to fitting the podcast into the business, you've mentioned the time that it takes, and roughly on average, it takes roughly around twice the amount of time that the recording is to get it kind of edited and that kind of stuff. The way that I do it, which is probably the most foolproof way of editing, it takes twice the amount of time. So if it's a 20 minute podcast, it will take me 40, 45 minutes to edit it.
Okay.
As a rough rule of thumb. Some guests and some interviews will be quicker, because just like I did when I said, I'd probably take that out normally. But for the purpose of this, I'd leave it in, because this conversation won't make sense if I don't.
No.
I would normally take those bits out. Some people do, some people don't. Yeah. But it takes that, it does take a little bit longer to edit it than some people do think. But also, when it comes to podcasting business, you've got to make sure it all fits into the strategy that you've got before you're communicating, communicating to your audience. So it's got to fit into your marketing strategy, and it can't be just something that is just extra to it. It's got to be part of it. I always find if you put it as an extra, that's the first bit that's going to get chopped if times are tough or time is lacking, whatever it is. You know, the extra stuff, don't have to do a podcast this week, I'll leave it, I'll do it next week, but actually next week will never come. But if it's part of the strategy and you say, well, actually outwardly I'm going to be recording, I'm going to communicate to my audience this month through podcast on week one, a blog on week two, a video on week three, and week four is going to be a whole recap, and that's going to be all part of the social strategy, then actually you know you're going to have a podcast each month, because that's part of what your audience first of all expects and wants, but also it's something that's actually going to be key to you delivering your targets.
So we release these podcasts every week. Are there some people that just have a monthly one?
And I encourage people to make sure that they pick a frequency that they can stick to. So if they can stick to weekly, great. And it's always good if you're sticking to weekly podcasts to bulk record your content, and then you've got a nice bit of time where you can either take a break from it and look, focus on other topics and other things inside your business. Or actually, if you bulk record, you've still got that library. So if life gets in the way or business gets in the way, you don't have to worry about the podcast. So doing it weekly is probably best for the audience, because you're always in mind that, you know, every Wednesday or every Thursday, a new show is going to drop. So, you know, straight away, that's easy for them to know. But if you can't commit to weekly, commit to fortnightly or commit to monthly. And it's always best to increase the frequency, then decrease it. So if you start monthly, go to fortnightly. And if that goes well, go to weekly.
Right.
But I wouldn't say the worst thing you could do with the frequency of your podcast is start doing it weekly, run out of ideas or run out of steam or get busy that you can't do it, and then you start just doing podcasts when you've got time.
Yes.
That doesn't work, because the audience doesn't know when to expect a new episode. So effectively, you're trying to start again every time you release an episode.
Yeah.
Being consistent with your content is so, so key.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lovely. Okay. And you mentioned a little while ago, I think it's when we were talking before we started recording, this kind of imposter syndrome that you had. And I wondered whether, because I know I felt a little bit of it myself, whether it stops people, you know, this feeling of, I can't be on a recording or a video or anything like that, you know.
I think people make podcasting out to be this big, gigantic beast, which they have not, because it's such a big topic, it's such a big buzzword at the moment. People are quite intimidated by it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if anything came out of the pandemic, which is positive, it was that a lot of people are now used to jumping on Zoom meetings, Team meetings, other platforms are available. And what they do, and we're now a little bit more comfortable with talking to people online, talking to people and seeing ourselves on screen. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Be that on a dual screen, be that just on Southview, whatever it is.
Yes.
So if anything's good has come out of the pandemic, it is that actually people have embraced that side of technology a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that has helped conversations, and that has helped podcasting quite a bit. Because when I said to people before the pandemic, do you want to jump on do you want to be part of my podcast? First question was, well, what the hell is a podcast? Which is a good question, yeah. And some people still need answering that. But second of all, is that how we're going to do it? You live in Warwick and I live in Surrey, or whatever the geographical locations is. Now it's a case of, can we do a podcast? Some people still say, yeah, what the hell is a podcast? And that's fine. But other people say, yeah, sure, should we jump on Zoom? It's so much easier.
Yes.
So actually, when you just kind of pitch it as, well, actually, should we do a podcast? And actually, it's just jumping onto Zoom and just have a chat that's going to be recorded.
Yeah.
That takes away most of the pressure.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And the imposter syndrome doesn't really kick in if the podcast guest, like we did before this, has a brief chat with the person and just kind of outlines what they're going to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
As imposter syndrome seems to come from three different areas, as far as I can tell. This isn't based on scientific research. People, please shoot me down. But not for me anyway. I get nervous when I'm talking when I don't have a clear plan or outline of what I'm going to be doing.
Right.
If I'm not in the right mental space, or I'm rushing, or I'm distracted, so my mindset's not right.
Mm.
Or if I'm placed in a situation that, again, goes on to number one, really, but placed in a situation that I can't control.
Yeah.
And when you think about going onto a podcast or talking in a video or actually anything that's live, you can control all those three bits because you can plan what you're going to say. You can plan what you're going to do. You can plan an outline about what you're going to kind of talk about, and you can make sure all of that's in your control. And as a podcast guest and the host, you can kind of manage that.
Yeah.
In terms of being placed in a situation that I can't control, we're on Zoom. We're having a chat, you know, having that, taking away that pressure. Life's not going to stop if the recording stops now, you know.
Yeah.
It's not life and death.
Yeah.
And everything else is just kind of surface area. You know, before we came here, I made sure I was nice and relaxed. I prepared my mindset. I prepared my body. I shaved my head. You know, I got ready. I got ready for it.
You done your hair.
Yeah, did all that. But I put my t-shirt on. You know, it's about getting ready and getting into that mindset. Yeah. So I think if you follow that process and make sure that you know what you're going to say, you know what you're going to do, you've prepared your body and your mind for it, you're more than halfway there. Mm. You're more than halfway there.
Yeah. When I first considered starting the podcast, it was part of my strategy is to help owners of micro businesses and SME businesses, give them answers, points to think about, and it's all about helping them in their business to move their business forwards. This is why the podcast is part of that, to draw on other specialists, experts, people who've dealt with different things in different ways to give ideas and things like that. But I didn't want it to be like a TV interview or you know, I'll ask you this question, like, you know, Laura Koonsberg on Sunday morning, you know, firing questions at people. I wanted it to be conversational. And that's why I don't have like a set, I'm going to ask you this, then I'm ask you that and ask the other. But we have talked through the kind of thing that we're going to say.
Yeah.
So, I hope that comes across in the right way.
I think it does. And I say that from being a listener of the show. Because when I'm editing the show, I'm also listening to it at the same time. So I'm listening to every single show. I'm actually quite lucky that I get to listen to it before anyone else, which is fantastic.
Yes.
So I know what's going to come up. So it's really good to kind of me to listen, really cool to listen to the show. And also, if you think back at some of your previous guests that you've had on the show, I've taken bits from most of those different interviews.
Right,
Even if it's a case of remembering about that interview a week later because someone else has said something.
Yeah.
So, for instance, you had Roy Casey on the show a couple of episodes ago talking about tenures. Then your previous guest, actually a show that I've just edited, I think that's gone out a couple of weeks ago, again, then mentioned about tenures.
Mm.
In between that time, one of my mates went for a tenure at the local authority. So we spoke about that process. And during that time, I said, oh, you should listen to this conversation because actually this episode will actually help you from there.
Yes, yeah.
that's just one example of hearing the same topic being mentioned a couple of different places.
Yes.
At different times. Not related in any such way. But then actually, me and my mind putting it together and thinking, actually, 10 years would actually be really good for podcasting. And I might just have a look to see where it comes from. So for me, the lessons that I learned from the podcasting, listening to podcasts, happen when I'm first of all listening to it. For instance, you had a lady talking about personal styling and branding, and she was mentioned about choosing colours. And now I'd never thought about choosing colours when I was clothing. I was wearing just a grey T-shirt all the time. So I went out and ordered different colours.
Brilliant.
You know, it's,
and they look, and you look great. That it, colour is so important.
Yeah. But you can take little bits away from those different bits. You've had people talking about marketing, about content, about networking, about accounts, which, as you said before, you outsource stuff you don't want to do. I also outsource my accounts because I don't want to do that. You know, it's stuff like that, which just kind of just cherry picks then. And then you're talking about the awards and the awards ceremonies and giving people advice about both entering awards and about what organisers want to look for and judge.
Yeah.
It's such a varied amount of content.
Yes.
But it's always feels like just a chat between you and them. And that's why I like editing your shows and listening to your shows and then actually referring to people to your shows afterwards. It all works. It all works.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I found is that it gives me the recording, also gives me content and points that we might have covered in the recording that I can then maybe do a post on LinkedIn about. And obviously we're doing this on Zoom, so this will be going on to a YouTube channel, that kind of thing. So it just is so useful to do this, really.
And this is where fitting it into the strategy, and especially your marketing strategy, really works dividends or pays dividends, because if you had it as an extra, you wouldn't be thinking like that. You'd be thinking, oh, yeah, I've got to do a podcast. I'll release it once. I might do a social post about it, and then that'll be job done. But if it fits inside your strategy, what you then find is that you will do the social post because you will take key quotes.
Yes.
You will then, well, you might then do create a blog around it or have a place on your website for it, because, you know, people go to the page on your website and then they'll go and check out other pages while they're there. But if you don't think about it as part of the marketing strategy, then it's not going to work. One thing you've also done that's really good, and this is about the awards ceremony, the mini series that you're doing, that you're current, well, you've just released. Is that you've timed your episodes. You thought about your marketing plan and thought, okay, well, actually, people are starting to look at award seasons. I'll do a mini award season now rather than when the awards are taking place. So people are, you're releasing content now for people to absorb whilst they're going through that process. So the timing is spot on. Yes. So again, that works into your plan. Works into the marketing plan.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you. Okay. So what's next for Grow?
So Grow's always going to help people tell their story. And at the moment, we're focusing on podcasting and broadcasting. So we've set up a radio station called Grow Radio. Which it, you can find it going to the website growradio.uk, not co.uk, just .uk. Yeah. Must stress that. And basically, we play a different podcast on the hour every hour. So you can tune in at 7 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock at night, and you will hear a different podcast. That's what I'm really focusing on. And because what that does, it brings together all the people who I talk to about podcasting all in one place. So for the people who haven't got a clue what a podcast is and they want to just explore and find new shows, they can just check it out and listen to a few. And like I do with episodes, just take a few key takeaways here and there. For the people who have got a podcast, they've got a chance to then promote what they've got in a different location with, and this is great, a worldwide audience. We've got listeners from UK, Canada, USA, Finland, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka. There's loads of listeners in around. So actually, there's a lot of people listening, and if you've got the content already there, it's another chance to reach you, which is great. And also for the people who want to become guests on podcasts, because that's what a lot of people also talk to me about, because being a guest on a podcast takes less time than actually launching your own podcast. And you get quite a few of the same benefits, and also it's great to just have a chat and then yeah, share your wisdom and share your stories. But yeah, so for if you, you want to become a guest on a podcast, it's got an area dedicated to it called a marketplace where you can put yourself on the podcast guest directory as well, which is for the people there and also other podcast hosts. So it basically brings everybody in together. So to answer your question, what's the plan? It's that it's basically just expanding that, keep going with that. I'm helping more people set up podcasts, become guests on podcasts, and main importantly, use podcasting as a way to tell their story if it works for their audience. If it doesn't, then I'll talk to them about someone else, something else. And if I can't help them, I'll pass them to someone who can do. For example, I hate writing, which is why podcasting works, because it's hardly any writing. So for blogging or writing a book, I'd pass it on to someone else. I'd get someone else to do that. But I would give you that advice, first of all.
Okay. That's brilliant. That's been really informative. Thank you. And for listeners out there, I'd like to be on someone's podcast.
Good shout.
But I will have a look at the Grow Radio again. And you have a schedule as well, don't you? So that people can see what shows are coming up.
Yeah, so every day it's updated with what's going on in that day. In fact, normally it's a few days in advance. Okay. So you can tune. So you can go to the website on the homepage. You'll see the schedule, so you'll be able to see what's coming up. But also, I promote that on social media as well. So if you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn, you'll see the schedule as the first post it every day. And it, again, good chance to tell people what's coming up.
Yeah,
it's one of those little bits where the schedule is so important to me because it helps me, first of all, tell people what's coming up. Mm-hmm. Also, everybody on there, it's another chance for them to get their name out there.
Yes.
Which is great. So from their point of view, they've got a podcast, which they've already got. They put it onto Grow Radio. Of course, I'm going to shout about them. They're fantastic. They're one of our hosts. They are. Yeah. And also, you can check out this podcast on Grow Radio as well. It's going on Grow Radio, I think, every Monday and Friday at 11 o'clock, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I think that's the times that you said it would be. Brilliant. Okay. Thank you ever so much. That's been really interesting. And I hope it's helped some of the listeners then who are maybe thinking about podcasts or maybe wanting a guest on a podcast, that actually it's not that big kind of hairy monster that, you know, we kind of conjure it up in our heads. I know we were talking earlier about listening to our own voices and how different our voices sound to us when we're hearing it on a recording. And I think that's something we just have to get over.
We're always going to be more self-critical about ourselves and our actions and our what we've said and done than anybody else. We're always our own worst critics.
That is
true. Yeah. That's something that lots of people, actually, to be fair, that will stop them going onto a podcast or a video because they want it to be perfect.
Yeah. But
I know that, in my experience, done is better than perfect 90% of the time.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Gary, how do we get in touch with you?
So I'm on all the social media channels, bar TikTok. Haven't really touched upon TikTok, but by the time this comes out, I might be. So check us out. I'm normally the person who in his profile picture will have two thumbs up. That's what most people kind of see as my profile picture. But search Gary Jones, check out Grow Radio on those platforms. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know my training side of it, check out growmarketingandmedia.com. But yeah, let's start having a conversation. I offer a free 20-minute chat with anybody. So, and it's surprising how much you can get done in 20 minutes.
Yes. Yeah, that's fantastic. So thank you. And thank you to listeners. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast and hearing Gary Jones from Grow. Check him out on social media. And if you've enjoyed the podcast, please share it and subscribe. And please let me know what you think. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jackie.
I do hope that you've enjoyed this episode of the Boardroom Buddies podcast. Do subscribe for more podcasts, and it would be lovely if you shared it on your favourite podcast platform. If you have any questions or you would like to talk any more on the topic, then do connect with me on LinkedIn.
or email me on jax@jackiecasey.consulting. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.